Dear Bonnie, it's been 3 days since I wrote you. I haven't got a lick of sleep since I dropped off my letter. I half expected you to come by the house so we could talk. I wish you would just call, or at least write me back to tell me that we can work it out. I know you want to. I just know it. Let me come home. Love, Wade.
Dispatches of Disassociation, a collection of correspondences in a time of quarantine. Apparently, Wade is not the patient type. As the quarantines continued, frustration began to set in for many. Being shut inside for so long had its side effects. Dealing with the seemingly endless Groundhog Day feeling left people willing to take chances. Oh, it's just a short trip to the park. I just want to get a little fresh air and catch some sun, they'd say. Some were much more openly defiant. Meanwhile, as protests broke out against lockdown orders and businesses began to worry that they may never recover, governments and citizens of the world wrestled with a big question. Was saving lives worth losing out on countless oodles of dollars? As the lockdowns took their own kind of toll, virus cases and deaths continued to rise anyways. And in parts of the world where the curves had finally flattened for a moment, attempts were made to open up again. At last, a glimmer of hope, a chance to get out, to see those who mean so much to us, to return to something that resembled normal, and maybe finally get rid of that hair that had grown to rock band length. But was there just another wave of cases ready to come crashing down? Would the madness only continue? As we check back in, Bonnie reaches out once again, seeking comfort and perhaps a little more from someone who was still only supposed to be a one-night stand as she rebounded from the devastation wrought by the betrayal of Wade and Lila.
Dearest Bonnie, I've noticed that you get a lot of deliveries. I mean, it seems like there's an Amazon rig or DoorDash driver at your door 3 times a day. You know what? That'd be a good gig to get into since the bars are closed. I'd really like to hear from you. Love always, Wade.
My dearest Vance, there's lots to unpack in your letter. I appreciate you giving me plenty to read. It's a nice break in the silence here. I wish you would have been able to get a video of the cops tasing that kid. I would have loved to have seen it. Poetic justice somewhat there. I don't see how people are equating the inconvenience of not getting a haircut or having to wear a mask as being oppressed. I confess in my frustration with it all, sometimes I just hope they'd all get it. See that it's not a joke. I never wish ill on anyone, but they are making it so damn hard. So, apparently you did something to your co-worker's tires and he hasn't shown up to work since. I confess that whatever you did went way over my head. I may need a diagram. But either way, it's probably just a fluke and I'm sure the tire thing didn't get him hurt. Even if he does deserve it. That was awful. I shouldn't say things like that. I'm sure by the time you get this, he'll be sitting at his desk and you'll wish he hadn't come back. Or maybe he is dead. Time to get your story straight. If you need an alibi, let me know. I'm just teasing. I have started putting in applications to those food delivery things, and it seems like not much of a process. And in looking at the fine print, it seems like I wouldn't make much of anything. Then you put on top of that gas and maintenance. You'd basically be paying to work. I'm thinking maybe grocery delivery might be the better way to go. That being said, doing nothing all day is exhausting. I feel like I have no energy anymore. I have been trying to get myself outside for a walk to try to perk up a little bit, always with a mask. But it only lasts for a little bit before I have to head back inside. I don't think I'm sick or anything. I'm sure it's just a little bit of situational depression. But the letters help. We should talk on the phone sometime soon.
Sweet Bonnie, you don't have to stay cooped up in the house all day. I go for a walk at least twice a day. Sometimes I stay in the neighborhood, and sometimes I go to different parks. Oh man, you will never guess what happened last Tuesday morning. I saw THE Alex Jones out on the trail. I was going to ask him for his autograph, but I didn't have a pencil or paper. I thought about asking him for a picture, but he started yelling at some other feller about masks and government cover-ups or something. I really like what Alex has to say. I just don't really understand a lot of what he says. Anyway, I didn't think he was in any mood to be bothered by me, and his face got really red. That wouldn't have been a great picture. My point is, you could leave the house. You could step outside every once in a while. You never know who you might run into, if you know what I mean. With hope and love, Wade. P.S. If you want to meet Alex Jones, I bet we could go back out there and catch him again.
I've started to write the letter to Wade, telling him thank you, but no thank you in the nicest way possible. I've had to restart so many times, and every time I put words to paper, I get interrupted by something else that makes me feel just not as nice. Anyway, I am curious about something you said. You said I've moved on with a guy who wouldn't do those things. Did you mean you by chance? And here I was thinking this was just a one-night thing, and we'd go back to our lives as they were. Are you saying that I can say I moved on with a guy who would never do that and actually be telling the truth? I hope I can be honest when I say that, because it would be nice not to be a liar. I've gotten through 30-some years without being one, and it would be nice to remain not a liar. You wouldn't want to make a liar out of me, would you, Vance? All right, enough browbeating for one letter. I'm just saying that if it wasn't a one-night thing, that would be nice. I would be for it. And I would very much like to hear in greater detail what you mean by getting reacquainted. Pretty please, with a cherry on top. A girl needs some inspiration when all she has is her shower head. While the night we spent together has aided in prolonging my showers, I think the thought of things to come, so to speak, could only enhance things. Also, I have to admit, I like how you talk about getting revenge. The one thing I look forward to more than anything is kissing you again. You are very skilled in a great many things, but kissing, that's one thing you have on lock. I've kissed and been kissed before, and it was always all right or good enough, but from now on, all kisses will be measured by how close they get to yours. And if we don't find ourselves in each other's company again, maybe I just won't kiss anyone, because it will never be that good again. Ever. Maybe I should just go to a convent and say screw it. I'm not much for religion, though. I guess I'm just gonna have to see you again. Find enclosed a couple of pictures for you to use as you see fit. Yours, Bonnie.
Unsurprisingly, I'd say, Wade is exactly the kind of guy who would watch Alex Jones videos. Stupid, angry, tomato-faced. Sorry. It is amazing, however, that two people in the same town can get two very different stories about a potential employment opportunity. The power of information bubbles know no bounds. Bonnie, though, seems to want to take a plunge. So, naturally, it's about time we checked in on Vance.
My darling Bonnie, Lila's mad at me because I haven't really been sleeping in the bed much. I stay up until all hours and catch little naps on the couch or wherever. I can't tell her it's because of how much I miss you, so I told her it's just the stress of not really working. I am looking for a job, but the few companies that are hiring are just too damned controlling for my tastes. Besides, you know I prefer working in the evenings. I've finally given in and started applying to all those delivery companies. You know, Uber Eats or DoorDash or Instacart. I can't drive for the real Uber or for Lyft because you have to have a nice car. which is discrimination if you ask me. Who knows? Once I get approved, maybe I'll be lucky enough to get your order. Wouldn't that be fun?
Bonnie, I must say after the week I've had, I was genuinely pleased to see your message this morning. I've been fighting a deepening fugue, a sense of melancholy that has left me ready to tear this place asunder. Anyway, all that's behind me. I'm not sure where to begin exactly, but I certainly know how I plan to end this letter. You know, I read the funniest story in the paper this morning. It seems some poor fella drove off of an overpass just a quarter mile or so from here. I'm quoting from the newspaper now. Last Monday, a car plummeted almost 140 feet to land squarely on its roof, completely collapsing on the driver within. Thankfully, in this time of stay-at-home orders, no other cars were on the highway below. The driver of the car, whose identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, passed away on Sunday due to complications of his injuries. Thankfully. Can you believe they wrote that? Some poor bastard died and the Times Union is trying to find a silver lining? Also, in this age of information, why does it take so long to notify the next of kin? It's been almost a week. The kids across the street have all been released on their own recognizance, a word that they cannot pronounce and I'm sure could not define if their lives depended on it. They seem more determined than ever to drive the neighborhood mad with their shenanigans. They've each purchased small dirt bikes and are, by all outward appearances, holding time trials through the walking paths around our neighborhood. Shame they park in the garage. Now, I used to say I'm a literalist, but I appreciate sarcasm too much for that to be true. And sometimes, even the most constructive of criticisms can be very mean. In short, I struggle sometimes with language and fear that my words will be misconstrued without proper context and body language and all the other things that go into a real and actual conversation. To that end, I hereby declare that what I write is the truth. I will do my utmost best to write clearly, without any ambiguity, to prevent any misunderstandings. All of that to say yes. I meant that you should tell Wade his time has passed because you met me. Tell him that sparks flew. Tell him that what began as a one-night stand has become an impatient wait for this lockdown to end so that we may be together once more. Be as honest with him as you can, and don't lie. Never lie. I would never ask you to lie for me. That is something I could never do. There is much ado about missing misogynist Mike. There are rumors flying around that he was hospitalized with some type of illness. I'd like to say that I hope he recovers, but I don't much care for the man, and if he suffers pain from this virus or some other malady, well, then that's his just deserts. Almost makes me wish that I knew my co-workers well enough to ask if they've heard anything concrete. Alas, I do not. I must wrap up this letter and make my way to the hardware store. I need to pick up some chain and eye bolts for a fun little project I found in an online forum. But first, since you asked so very nicely, which is, truth be told, quite pleasing, go start the shower. You'll probably need to jump right in after reading this. Now imagine, you're standing beneath the showerhead, hot, pulsating jets of water pounding your body, easing the tension in the muscles of your neck, your upper back. For just a moment, all the struggles of the day have vanished, and my hands, warmed by the water, my touch, barely discernible in the onslaught of the water, begin at your waist and slowly trace the curve of your body.
Oh, okay, you. I think we'll leave that right there, and not a moment longer. D-
Did Vance cause a tragic accident? What will become of this budding romance? Is Bonnie ready to give Wade a piece?
Bonnie, I love you. Please let me come over and at least talk. Love, forever and ever. Amen. Wade.
Dear Wade, when I received your letter, I was very hopeful that the words there within would alleviate some of the pain I have been going through in the past month and some change. As usual, you have left me disappointed and unsatisfied. I am so glad you found magic with my best friend who freed you from your safe, unsurprising life with me. And yes, I thought we were happy. That is definitely something thrown into question when the person you love ends up marrying someone else when you're technically still together. Happy men don't do that. I mean, you could have slept with her. I would have been heartbroken, sure, and you could have fixed it or tried to. And because I'm stupid, I would have worked it out with you. But you didn't do that, Wade. You slept with her, then married her. So it was like being stabbed in the gut and then having the knife turned counterclockwise. And then because you've taken so long to reach out, you left me for dead on top of it. Maybe that's me being dramatic, and I get that I do that sometimes. But you weren't the one who had to wake up to 7 years destroyed in an instant. You knew where home was. And you could have come home as soon as you got off that plane and fixed this in person. The address didn't change because you got married to someone else. But you waited to write a letter. All I ever do is wait on you. And wait. And wait. Now, I had to work. If you recall, we were struggling financially this last year, and I had to take any job I could to make sure you and I had a roof over our head. You think I didn't want to go with you to Vegas? We haven't been anywhere in years together. I would have given anything to go with you. But we have bills. I worked so you could go. And we see how well my selfishness was rewarded. I spent 7 years waiting on you. Notice the theme here? Waiting for you to propose. Never happened. Waiting for you to maybe want to try for a baby. Didn't happen. I would have been fine, however, because I believed I had someone who loved me. I would have waited longer, but for all my waiting and hoping and standing by my man, I got left. Some other woman got my ring and my future. You can say I broke up with you, but you got married. That's a pretty definitive way of ending a relationship. So no, Wade, you can't come home. I spent the past few weeks in a mix of crying, puking, not getting out of bed, and it took me so long to get to the point where I could take care of myself again. And you've shown me how my trust is rewarded, and you will never have my trust again. Ever. Oh, and just so you know, when I did get out of bed, I made a new friend. Someone who is successful and smart and handsome. He curls my toes and sets me aflame in ways you never did, nor could. The passion between you and me, Wade, was but the flash of a lightning bug compared to the torrid blaze of an out-of-control California wildfire of my experiences with my newfound friend. I intend to go out to San Diego to visit him once this is all over. Maybe I'll stay. Who knows? Maybe I'll send you and your new wife a toaster. Bonnie. P.S. I'm in such a state with my new friend, I could probably quench an actual out-of-control California wildfire. A big one.
That's all for this episode of Dispatches of Disassociation. The drama continues, and I know that my interest is piqued. And if you feel the same, then I hope you'll stop by again for the next episode. Until then, my friends. Dispatches of Disassociation can be found on Twitter at @DDisassociation, Follow along to get the latest updates from the show and notifications when a new episode drops. Make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a generous rating and review. Thank you for your listening. Until next time.
Bonnie, who is the love of my life, this has gone on long enough. Please, I want to come home. To you. I love you. You want me to come home? We had a perfect life together and you know it. I haven't even looked at Lila for 2 days, much less touched her. I'm miserable here and all I want is to come back home. Please. The least you could do is write me back and tell me what you're thinking. Tell me I'm a crazy fool for still loving you. Tell me you don't want nothing to do with me anymore. But I'll tell you what, like Mark Chestnut said in that song, it ain't over if I ain't over you, and I ain't over you, not by a mile. I will never give up on us. With all my heart, love, Wade.